Now, I don't know about you, but I'm confused when it comes to NHI. Aaron Motsoaledi, the former health minister, for the longest time said, Kino, we need to have the proper resources in place. Hospitals need to be up to scratch before we start NHI. And then chat to the deputy DG in charge of NHI and the rollout. And he says, well, you know, we can implement a NHI and then we can find the funding to get things right. And then I said to him, where? But I said, he said, well, further down the line, of course, we will, you know, talk about where we can find the funding. And he said, Treasury, of course, will play a role. But if Treasury gives the money, that's you, that's me, putting money into NHI. And yeah, with half a trillion owed by Eskom, high interest rates and all the rest of it, has that cost-benefit analysis really been done? I'm a supporter of NHI. I think universal healthcare is great. It's needed. It's important for the economy, but we need to do it the right way. So let's have a look at NHI. Chantel Elbury, scenario planner at Mind of a Fox. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Kino.
So there's been a lot of discussion, of course, about NHI, and you know there's going to be more of it. And the big problem is, has it been properly thought out by government? Or is it just too much of a gamble, giving some of the things that I mentioned earlier, Chantel?
Well, you know, first of all, I think that there is a rule of the game around healthcare, and it's an emotional issue.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you talk about you're confused, I think it is emotional. So therefore, our thinking does become emotional. And the other thing I wanted to just stress in terms of the confusing part of it,
yeah,
there are over 44 key players in this healthcare sector.
Yeah.
And that in itself, they each have their own agenda. So it is a confusing, very complex issue. So for me, I think it's just putting NHI, which is a key uncertainty, into the context of what will the whole South African healthcare system look like by, say, 2030, give us 10 years' time, of which NHI is one of the key elements, whether it gets implemented or not.
Yeah. So your team facilitated the development of South Africa's 2030 healthcare scenarios. So what kind of pictures have actually emerged?
You know, from and there were stakeholders from all parts, all areas of the healthcare sector that were participating in the session that we facilitated. And two key uncertainties came out, which are obviously informing the scenarios. One is that government actually is a key player in terms of their leadership, understanding the healthcare sector, as you say, who's going to be paying for it, what will it look like, what kind of benefits. And then the other key uncertainty in healthcare is actually cohesion amongst all of the healthcare players. So four scenarios came out. The one is a clean bill of health. So, you know, we do get cohesion, we get a good NHI implementation, government have the capacity to lead and roll it out. But then there is a worst case scenario, which we called ICU. And ICU intensive care unit, where NHI is not correctly implemented, it hasn't got the right funding, expectations amongst the population are not met, and we don't have cohesiveness in the sector. We have a private sector becoming more and more expensive in order to access, becoming more elite, really, in a way. Mm. So then we've got a waiting room scenario. Waiting room for me is that in 10 years' time, we're still talking about, will NHR be implemented? and yet we're continuing with things. So, you know, I think that one needs to look at the scenarios. And out of the session, all stakeholders were absolutely adamant. If you look at our current scenario for the healthcare sector in South Africa, it is in an ICU scenario at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's look at it. On the one hand, it'll be great if government could find the funding, right? But look at the state of our SEOs. Or SOEs at least. So you look at the state, Eskom, of course, the biggest one. We're still pouring lots of money into South African Airways with no end in sight. We've got very high interest rates and our debt burden, the payback is very, very high. We've seen a contraction of 3.2% in GDP. in Q1, the first quarter, our jobless rate has gone up to 38%. So, I mean, that certainly sounds like an ICU scenario, because where does one, SARS is under collecting. So where does one actually find the money to support this? And chatting to the healthcare funders today, they said they're quite optimistic about it, saying to us that, oh, no, but you know what? Private healthcare will also develop greater capacity, saying that hospitals are generally operating at 30% of capacity, which doctors disagree with messaging into the show.
Yeah, that's exactly. So I think funding is the key issue. Who is going to fund it? Will it come out the tax base, which actually is a very small tax base in South Africa, and overtaxed again? Where will private healthcare actually fit into this picture? And some of the uncertainty, I think, and I'm assuming that's how my doctors and hospitals, et cetera, the private sector are phoning in, because where will they fit into an NHI? Will it be a set pricing that they have to do? Will there be certain benefits they have to give? How big or small will the private healthcare sector be? And that's a key uncertainty that is happening. And just, you're quite right, to put the ICU healthcare sector next to the South African economy. If our economy is actually not growing in the next 10 years, the healthcare sector would have to work in conjunction with that.
NHI is going to become more expensive if more people become unemployed. So, I mean, what we have is the ANC with their infighting.
Yeah.
ANC politics is center of all. And that hampers government's wonderful ideas that they have. They can't implement that. We're not creating an environment where small and micro enterprises can create exponential jobs, which will help us with our GDP. So, you know, I'm hardly a cynic, but I'm going to sound cynical. It looks rather gloomy from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, the flags are not looking very positive at this point in time. And I probably would think, you know, it is about cohesion in the sector. People are starting to have a place or a forum. The Board of Healthcare Funders, the session actually brought out the fact that you need a brains trust. They called it. It could be called something else. But a group where government participates, key stakeholders participate, and you really look at NHI, its implementation into the healthcare sector, and you've got a smaller group instead of trying to work with everybody in the whole sector. So there is something positive that actually could come, but it will need strong leadership.
Absolutely.
To get there.
Well, I'm a big supporter of the idea, massive supporter of the idea, because it directly links to our economy once again. But we have to do it the right way. Chantal Ilbrie, scenario planner at Mind of a Fox. It's 8:00.